Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are alone. Yesterday they told you you would not go.
Our little monitor is not working.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Yeah, hey. We're not even on.
Happy Monday.
What the heck?
What the heck?
What the shit?
How was Florida?
Oh, it was amazing.
Really? Was it really amazing?
Yeah.
Can't wait for that wife of yours and those kids.
Oh, my God.
What's so amazing about Florida?
Just it's fun.
Barry, I know you're playing a character, but I might fucking hit you in the face today.
Gotcha.
Oh, look at the character. Well, you forgot to turn all the stuff on?
Here's the thing.
Someone's got a case of the Mondays.
If I was in jail in Florida, I wouldn't even give a shit.
Was that nice?
Florida, you just said you like being out of town.
Anywhere outside of New York City, I love.
Then said, why would you say what's so good about Florida?
Because I was in Hollywood, Florida.
With Martin Mull?
I was in Hollywood, Florida for a gig a few months ago. I hate Hollywood, Florida. Let's move on. Thank you.
A lot of French Canadians down there.
What time of year was it in Hollywood, Florida?
It was in June. It was humid.
Okay, it's fucking miserable. Nobody goes to... That's why you get booked in Florida in June, because the top talent goes there in the winter.
We need a Barry Ribs type for our 4th of July show.
It's going to be 100% and 1,000% humidity.
Glad to be here and get abused, man. Yeah. I could stay out of here and not get abused.
He's opening for him as a crocodile.
I swear to God, they should have done 2 weeks there. He's a fucking idiot. Mm. You can't beat fucking Florida.
In the winter, it's great. In the winter, it's great.
It was 80 every day.
Beautiful.
Sit outside. I did a Facebook Live. I was just sitting right outside my hotel on the bench. And well, I was like, and isn't this amazing?
Right.
Fucking wearing flip-flops and short sleeves. And
this
fucking
comfort in is amazing. Fantastic.
No, it was a fucking great hotel. It was a Hollywood, Holiday Inn Express.
Oh, they're good.
But they just renovated. It's fucking great. Free breakfast. I never got up, but they have free coffee and tea all day.
A Belgian waffle maker thing?
Oh, yeah. I never got up, but yeah, I'm sure they did.
A lot of those breakfast lobby places suck ass.
Well, not this one, apparently, Barry.
So
I like the Marriott Fairfield for those breakfasts.
No, they also had cookies. So I like one night I came home and we were eating. I grabbed a bunch of cookies and I was drinking beer.
Nice.
The next day, I was like, what the fuck am I doing?
Cookies and beer.
Yeah, I was like, and I remember, like, back when I was, like, in college, some girl liked me. I was just coming off my fucking first girlfriend, so I was kind of a mess. But this other girl liked me. She invited me to her house for dinner.
Okay.
And at her parents' house, because she still lived at home. I think she was in high school. I was a freshman in college.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good now.
Yeah, she was 2 years younger than me or whatever.
14.
I didn't really like her. Anyway, she made me. She made me dinner. I don't know what the fuck her family did. I guess they were, like, upstairs. I don't even know. It was creepy. Anyway, so I was drinking beer and fucking, and I was eating carrot cake, and then I was like, I don't feel good. Then I went upstairs into her bathroom and puked. She goes, are you okay? I go, yeah, I just threw up. So I should have known, but I was, like, eating cookies and fucking.
Threw up then in Florida?
No, but I was eating cookies, and then I was like, this is fucking, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, I gotta stop. Then I went to sleep, but I woke up. I was like, I was hungover. Like, my stomach was a mess.
Right.
My stomach was a mess, and yeah, here me am at Facebook Live.
After I see you, basically like, yeah, quid pro quo, motherfucker. I'm not gonna start doing your Patreon after I see the show. So I'm like, all right. I mean, you know, it's funny.
I can't even watch
everything's
it.
Funny about it.
Thanks.
I look Nobody like could
a,
watch it.
I look like a handsome Neil. Anyway,
how old did you go to Curious?
So
Harvard and Princeton at the same time.
So then I was like doing that. I was like, and then next day I woke up. I was like, oh man, I feel like shit. Then I just went running, and all I ate all day was a banana, one banana.
How were your bowel movements?
Good until then. I shit when I was I shit that before I went out running, which was good. So at least I was like, it was moving out of my system. And I'm like, I was just eating like shit all day because one day we went to the racetrack.
A racetrack?
We're doing all this shit because Tony Woods was down there and he had a car. So we're just going every place. Louis went to the racetrack with us.
Yeah. Was it a pretty Philly experience?
It was, we all felt unstable.
Yeah, well, it wasn't unbridled fun. Now I'm just nagging you.
So one night we go, Thursday, we started Wednesday. We got down, and me and Tony got down there Tuesday because they were supposed to do Tuesday through Saturday, but they shaved off Tuesday. But we still went in there Tuesday. Louie and those guys came in on Wednesday. Anyway, Tuesday night, we had nothing to do, so we go out.
Strip club.
So we go out to a bar, and then we go to a strip club, and then because Tony had a car, but he's drinking. He doesn't give a fuck. Tony, he's living on the edge. He's black and drunk with a rental car.
Old Miss Gun.
Throw him in jail. Oh, yeah. They almost didn't. So, we were at this bar across the street from the hotel. Tampa Joe's is called. We're sitting there. It's last call's 11 o'clock. We don't even know. We just got there. It's like 10 o'clock probably when we got there. So I get like they have like 2-for-1 margaritas. I go, yeah, I'll get another margarita. So she gives me the margarita. And then Tony goes, yeah, I'll have another one too. She goes, oh, no, I already gave last call. I'm like, no, you didn't. I thought she was kidding because he's black.
His balls.
No, I thought she was kidding because it was black and it's February.
It was the South.
It's unbelievable. She goes. I already get. And I was like laughing. I go, no, you just gave me another drink. Yeah. I go, you can't. She didn't even announce last call. So she goes, I'll do it, but I'm gonna get in trouble. I'm like, who's your boss? The KKK? Like, who doesn't want you to fucking? You know, it's just unbelievable. So then we go to this. We go to Scores. The guy at the hotel goes, go to Scores. It sucks. So now I'm in a bathroom.
Tampa's known for its strip clubs.
It's terrible. So I go into the bathroom, and there's a guy, the bathroom attendant's like, you know where you go? He's talking to somebody else. He goes, no, we have a sister club. It's called Something Lounge. Truth Lounge. It's the Truth Lounge. So I'm like, huh? So I'm asking a guy. So then we go. So I go, Tony, let's just go. You're black. It's a black club. Mm. Black strip club.
There
we go. So I'm thinking it'll be fun, you know?
Right.
So we go in. So we drive by. Tony goes, I ain't going in there. Tony, who's black, goes, I ain't going in there.
Well, it was too black.
It was too, like, he got a bad vibe. He said the security was too muscly in front. He said there was too many cars. It was a Tuesday night. The place was packed.
Yeah.
So then we don't go. But then I still want to go.
Sure.
So Thursday, we're after the show, me, Louie, and Tony were eating at some fucking little hot dog place, like some food truck place. So,
guys, real quick.
So then let me just finish the story. So Louie goes, what are you guys going to do from here? We go, and then Tony's like, Kevin wants to go to this black strip club. And I go, yeah, well, what can they do to me? Like, they're going to murder me?
Right.
And Louie's like, yeah, what can they do to you? So then we end up going.
The three of you?
No, Louis doesn't go.
Which Louis was this?
Louis Anderson. Real pussy hound.
It was Louis Anderson?
No, Louis C.K. Are you? Louis C.K. He was just on the road with Louis C.K.
I just did it on my Facebook Live. I was with Louis.
Yeah.
And you really are 80. It's like having grandpa in the back seat of a road trip.
Right. It's my sister.
So we go to this club. So Tony goes, there's parking. He goes, all right, let's just go in. So we go in.
There you go.
We walk in, and it's crazy now. There's like, it looks like they're having cockfights in a corner. It's fucking
my kind of place.
We go up to the bar. Some guy's making it rain. Some girl's just bent over. Yep. He's just making it rain.
Yep.
So I'm just like, I go, can I get a beer? The girl's on her phone. You know, she barely wants to even serve me. I go, can I get a beer and whatever Tony's getting, because he was driving, so I just paid for most of the stuff.
Hennessy and Coke, I'm guessing.
Yeah, he asked for Grand Marnier, and they were all like, this motherfucker's all uppity. Grand Marnier.
This is the house one. This one's leaps in the house.
But it's this fugly, fugly, fugly girl. Of course, the fucking big ass, big floppy ass with no tits. She starts talking to me, and she starts like, as she's talking to me, she's like grinding her ass into my dick. But it's like, it's going nowhere because I'm standing at the bar. I just got there. I don't fucking, they don't do that, right? At a restaurant, they don't fucking start. Just can I get settled? So then she's doing that for like a song or two. And then she goes, okay. And then she goes, yeah, you know, you usually tip a lady. when
find me a lady and I will.
No, so she goes, you know, you really tip. So I take out my wad of money and I peel off three singles. You know, I don't know what the fuck the. So then she leaves, and then this other girl comes up to Tony, and because then I'm walking away from Tony because I don't want anything to do with these women now. So now I'm like in the middle, like near the where the stripper, where the dancers are. So Tony's talking to this girl for a while. Then she walks away, and Tony says to me, "Yeah, let's get going." I go, "All right, let me." Then I was smoking cigarettes too. I was like,
"What are you up to?"
I wasn't inhaling. I just smoke them just to be cool, you know.
Yeah, sure.
So Tony goes, "All right, I'm gonna go outside and smoke a cigarette." I go, "Yeah," because I had this one stripper. She was pretty hot, so I was like, maybe I'll get a dance from her before we go." So anyway, so then Tony leaves, and then I don't see the girl, so I'm like, I start to leave, and then I start to walk out, and some big black guy, like just young black guy, just stands in front of me.
Really?
Yeah, he like won't let me leave.
Was he work there?
No. He was just there. So then I'm like, So then I go like around the other way. And I'm like, if I go around the other way and he does it again, like I can't leave, you know.
Now you gotta throw down.
So then, but it's crazy now. You know, they have security and the security's like white, but they might be like, you know, Puerto Rican or Cuban or something. But they have like security shirts on. So then I go the other way and I go and then I walk outside and I'm like, I don't think Tony's gonna be out there when I go out there and then I'm gonna be fucking murdered.
Did you?
No, I just had like a bad feeling, you know.
Right.
So I go out there. Tony's talking to the fucking security, laughing. So I'm like, oh, let's get the fuck out of here. So then we get into the car, and Tony goes, yeah, there was some shit going down because apparently, the girl that came up to Tony, she goes, you know, your friend didn't tip my friend very well, and you know, some fucked up things can happen to somebody who doesn't tip well.
No.
And Tony goes, this is how you talk to federal agents?
Oh well. That's funny. That's good stuff.
And because I have my blue windbreaker on, and then Tony was like, Tony said, I think that's Tony's line when somebody fucking says shit to him. That's how you talk to a federal agent, because we kind of did look like federal agents. And Tony said,
You look retired.
Tony said they're all. Tony said when he pulled, because Tony smokes Camels, and he said when they saw a black guy smoke Camels,
right?
They were like, "What the fuck?" There was like a red flag for those motherfuckers.
Newport.
Yeah, because he goes, "No black guy smoke anything but Cools or fucking Newport," you know.
Right.
So then when we were leaving, I was like, and then so basically when I was leaving, and the guy stood in front of me, I think it was like a lot of the girls have their pimps there with them, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So and I think the one guy right next to me was like making it rain like for a long time, but it might just be a scam where that's his girlfriend, you know, and she gives the money back to him, and it's guys like me, they're fucking playing, you know.
You made it drizzle.
No, I'm like, where we go to strip clubs, you don't have to give them anything if they just come up and talk to you.
And it's an announcement. You're like, they go, would you like a dance? And then you go, yes. And then it's like an oral contract.
Yeah, but I never said yes.
Right, right.
Yeah.
She started grinding her pancake ass on your, you know.
It wasn't even grinding. She was just like rubbing up it against. And I was like backing away. And I was like, okay. So I'm like, Tony, so you really think? He goes, yeah, shorty. He goes, And then he said when he was standing outside, he said people would just walk in. And he goes, and he said to the bouncer, he goes, oh, there's no cover? He goes, well, because we paid $20 each.
Oh, boy. So you two coming.
So there's no cover. And Tony goes, the bouncer said to Tony, well, you know, if you're a regular. So they're all regulars. It's like, it's a club where, like, you go, and I don't even know what the fuck it is. But it was, like, so ghetto. It was so fucking ghetto. Tony was right. We shouldn't be in there, you know?
Why was score so bad?
Because it was just like, we went to another place. Tony was like, there was one place on the way home from the club, from the comedy club. Tony goes, let's go to, because there was no cars. You go in there, there's nobody there.
Right.
It's like, it's either nobody there, or they're that fucking black club. We're on a Tuesday or Thursday. It's like fucking jumping, you know? But I think it's like, I don't know what the fuck. And then Tony says to the bouncer when he went outside, he goes, there was one girl wearing boots and she was thin and pretty good looking. Tony goes, yeah, what's the girl with the cowboy boots? And they go, oh, that's Mike Epps' girl. Really funny. So they all have like a, they're all like someone's side piece or their fucking, it's their pimp or their, it's fucking filthy.
It's a work.
Filthy. Yeah. So if you don't know, you're walking into a fucking hornet's nest. You don't know what the fuck.
Ironically, you live in New York and you're like a hayseed. You go down there and you're like,
yeah, what's going on?
What's going on down here?
I feel like Vic Henley.
Which one of you black pimps is going to beat me up tonight? Do you like strip clubs, Barry?
I haven't been in one in a long time, but what I was going...
Since the 40s?
Right.
What I was going to say...
Yeah, please.
When you go to other towns to these clubs...
Right.
There's not a lot of eyes watching. There's a lot of shit that goes down. Like, you could easily get pussy in those generic clubs. But when you go to a classy joint like a Scores or whatever,
classy.
You
got a gentleman's club.
You got to follow etiquette and the rules,
protocol.
But like I said, a lot of those other clubs in these boondock towns, easily get laid.
At Scores, you go, pardon me, madam, I just ejaculated in my Dockers. Mayhaps you have a linen napkin.
Here's the thing with black people. You don't
free show, folks.
They have their own culturally. They have their own thing. They have their own way to communicate with each other. You don't know what the fuck's going on. So I figured Tony, like we go in with Tony. I'm not going to go in by myself, you know. But if I went in with Tony, it's like at least he can read the fucking, you know. But when he said I'm going to go out and smoke, he goes, let's get out. He basically said like let's get out of here. And I was like, no, we're okay because we're inside. It's like I haven't been shot. But then you know, they probably all have guns and whatever. So I don't think I was gonna
For sure they do.
I don't think I was gonna get shot or murdered or anything. But it was still like I'm not going back.
You happen to notice that in the South, in black strip clubs, they're called litter boxes. In white clubs, where they dance, it's like a pole and it's flat. But in black clubs, it's like they're standing in a box because they all make it rain. The money doesn't go everywhere.
Yeah.
They're like boxes everywhere.
Yeah, they were kind of boxed in.
Yeah, and that's how the money doesn't fly, you know, hither and yon.
I made it rain with quarters.
Nickels.
Whee! I got a roll. I just started dropping them on this.
We're in the money.
I had money. I mean, and Tony goes, yeah, he goes, what? He goes, don't take out because I would take out my money. Like, how much you need?
You may break 1,000.
Because I don't take it out like a wallet. I take it out like if I have like a thing, and because I have a money clip, and then, but a money clip only holds like so much money.
Yeah, you're getting the
then big... the rest is loose. So I just take it out. I'm like, well, what the, and even if something happens to me, at least I have something to talk about.
Yeah, it's fodder for whatever show you're doing.
And then, I mean, how much press would I get if I got stabbed and I was down there for the Louis C.K. thing and
page
fucking,
12 at least.
I was afraid my wife would be like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, she would get mad.
Does Louis get like bothered? Like at the dog track or the fucking horse racing?
No. I thought I wasn't sure because we were there first and then he met us there. And then I was talking to my wife when he got there, but then when I joined them, he goes, because I never been to the horse track before. There's a lot of time in between races.
Sure.
So then we were sitting around, and then he went to make a bet, and then I kind of was walking with him because I thought, like, are we supposed to, like, stay with him in case somebody fucking recognizes him?
Right.
But then he just kept walking, and I just kind of watched him walk to the betting thing.
Did you bother him?
No, because he did. He looked like a real schlow, a schlep or a schmo. Or
schlub, yeah, that would be schlub.
Yeah.
Because he was wearing a hat, glasses, shorts.
Meow.
So it's not like this guy.
I'm gonna start jerking.
Because everybody looks the same at the fucking track.
It's a bunch of dirtbags.
Yeah, it's a bunch of losers. It was Friday afternoon. Like, who's... Yeah. It's just retirees like Barry and fucking just guys who were...
Yeah, just...
A lot of...
looking for their, like, the torn bets on the floor.
The worst part was Friday we go to the track, and then Friday night at the show, Tony... There was two different short dudes at the comedy club. And me and Tony would stand outside after the show because Louis doesn't talk to him, so we stand outside. Tony's like real friendly. He's really crowd friendly, so he would be drinking, and then he would stand outside and we'd talk to people. But there was two different short guys. Tony goes, "Hey man, we saw you at the track today," and this one guy was with his girlfriend, and she was pretty good looking. She was a little taller, but this guy was short. Tony kept calling, "Hey man, you were good at the track today."
He blown up his spot?
No, so then I finally catch on. Tony's basically saying the guy's a dwarf, you know?
Oh, like a jockey.
And then his fiance catches on. She's like, She's like, oh, man, because they're fucking engaged, you know? And the guy was a nice guy, but he was short, you know? And then there was another short guy, and I was like, Tony's fucking rude. Hey, man, he goes, you look taller when you're not on a horse. It was fucking brutal. I mean, to say it in front of his girlfriend, oh, it was fucking hilarious.
That's a real cuck move right there.
I looked up best black strip clubs in Tampa.
Yeah.
And a thing called Smack a Bitch Sundays came up.
Wow.
And I think you really missed out if you want to see.
Hey, Tampa's got a
Yeah, but we weren't there on Sunday. Oh.
Is that it?
I smacked her. I got the baddest bitches waiting on the nigga.
I got these pussy niggas hating on the nigga. So hold on. They can say it, but we can't.
Yeah, it's in a song. We can't do the lyrics to the song. Oh, $500 cash to the winner? Where does it say it is?
It's in Tampa. It's called Club Rosé.
Oh, I like it already.
So it's is it a strip club?
Yeah.
No, it's a catering hall.
I just Googled best black strip club in Tampa, and this video is like the first thing that came up.
Yeah, club. Tampa has a really big strip club scene.
The place I went to is Truth Lounge. It's near the stadium. So if you live in Tampa, say go on Yelp and go. It's not a good place to.
Kev sent you.
Yeah, if you're a white dude.
Yep.
And you look like you're undercover.
$3.
Tony. After the fact, Tony goes the whole when we went to the bar. He said everyone separated. When I took out my money, everyone was like weird. And then when Tony started smoking camels, everything.
He's putting like, doors there?
Yeah. There's no fucking laws, man.
Yeah, it's Tampa.
It's $5 to buy cigarettes.
That's it.
$5 at 7-Eleven. They want you to smoke. I was like, I don't. Tony's smoking. I go, I guess I'm going to smoke too.
Right. You might as well. It's cheap.
So we're just living a life, you know? Plus, yeah. Plus, while we're waiting for Louis to finish, I would have a beer or two at the bar. So once I get started, I'm like, all right, what am I going to go back to the hotel and eat cookies?
I always go to the Pink Pony, which is a strip club in Atlanta. But then Sunday night, there's another black strip club. And I went there with my friend who's English, and they have a buffet of like rib tips and like collard greens and you know, like fucking macaroni and cheese and stuff. And so I lost him, and like an hour later, he's like smoking a Newport, eating macaroni and cheese. He's like, I feel like I'm in a rap video. I'm like, he like turned black in like a minute.
Black people don't like white people.
Generally speaking, no, but I had this.
When you, especially when you go to their fucking place of business, you know, they're like, what the fuck is he doing here, you know?
Right. Like, I'm just here for some dark meat.
Yeah, so they don't really, I don't know. I don't even know. Like, I was eyeing this one girl, and I think she didn't want to come over because she didn't know what the fuck was going on, you know?
Right.
So, I don't know. It gets confusing.
You should call Nero, get a consultation.
Who's Nero?
Dante Nero.
Oh, yeah.
Do a phoner.
About what? Like,
give you $15. Can you tell me you're acting at a black strip club?
You know? I'm never going
you know
back.
Dante Nero?
Yeah, very well. He's like a lifestyle coach, right?
Yeah, exactly. He's a lifestyle coach. Exactly right.
Yes, yes.
Why are you guys wearing short sleeves?
I'm wearing a really heavy jacket. And I don't know.
Larry, why are you wearing a short sleeve in the dead of winter?
Yo, I'm a t-shirt dude, and I brought my San Francisco. What's funny about that?
Yo, nothing, yo.
San Francisco t-shirt. That's on my bucket list. I'm putting it out in the universe.
You never been there before?
I've never done comedy in San Francisco.
I've never done comedy, period, as far as I'm concerned.
Ba-dum-bum.
Larry just almost, he auditioned for something to play an 80-year-old...
Grandpa.
Grandpa. He's like, nigger, please. So then, that was from the lyric. That was not me, that was the lyric.
He used the N-word.
We gotta, hey, Garrett, we gotta get like a thing like that, like a sound thing. Where we just...
There you go. The quiet storm.
No. We do it where it's like a jokey and please thing.
Like
you know
a kazoo,
I mean?
Like a
boo. So we don't have to say it. So whenever I want to go, I just go like this, and you go.
You know what? We're getting there.
Something like that, like a Chip Chipperson, like what do you call that when you have like a thing on the radio station where they hit a button and they plays
like a drop.
No, it's not. What's it called, Garrett?
A sound bite
where you hit a button and it plays a word.
Sound bite. What do you play that during lunch? I called into Jim and Sam this morning.
Oh, God.
And I had such a great... I didn't realize I was listening to the show on like a delay, and they're talking about indentured servants. So I called into the show, and I said, hey, it's Brian McCarthy. I'm that the guy from Compound Media with Kevin Brennan. And they go, oh, yeah, we know you. How you doing? I said, I'm good. I said, I just want to say with these
indentured... Oh, no, you didn't do a pun, did you?
Of course I did. I said, with these indentured servants, it's bad enough they're slaves, but they also don't even have their own teeth.
Oh, no.
They didn't put me through.
Oh, you tried to say it? Oh, you said it to...
The pun. I just want to tell somebody.
You told Travis?
I just jerked off, and I'm standing there, like, my dick is still, like, dripping, and I'm standing there in my office. I was listening to the show, and I go, oh, that's funny to me. So I said to somebody, and there was, like, he was quiet. He goes, yeah, I think you're listening to the show on a delay. We're talking about something else now. And I said, all right, well, have a good show. I just hung up.
How much of a delay?
Well, I did the restart show thing, so I was about 18 minutes behind.
Oh, that's long.
The show starts
on radio. That show's moving.
Are you saying my poem is ancient history?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, sorry. If only I had old Doc Hollywood over here to put me in his flex capacitor, we could zip on back to in time.
Go ahead, caller.
You got favorite Hollywood movie?
Jim Stansel.
What did he say?
Jim Stansel.
Oh, I know that guy.
What's up, Kev, Brian?
Hey, we only have five fans. How would you not know him?
Right. Are you also OVO Cool Cat?
No, I'm not. But unfortunately, my dick isn't dripping like you and I call
it. Oh, it's hot. It's hot.
Kevin, you're burying the lead here.
Oh.
Okay.
The Chad Zumach deleted tweet. Did you get to see the tweet before he deleted it?
Oh, no. What did he do?
No, what was it?
He said he heard that you were bombing in Tampa opening for Louis.
Oh, no. Where were you performing in? Nagasaki?
So I asked Chad why he took that tweet down because I retweeted it. First of all, I wasn't bombing. Here's the funny thing. Is Tony goes over. The first two shows, Tony, I went on first. They had an MC. I went on first. Tony went on second. Tony goes over. They're waiting for the fucking... The show sold out in an hour. Tony goes over. It's like I'm like, this guy's fucking nuts. He's late. He's so like, I love the guy. He's a very lovable guy. He was supposed to they had a ride to pick us up at the if the gig was at 8, they would pick us up at 7:15. It was like a 10-minute drive there, just so we'd be there, whatever. Tony one day talks them into letting him drive. The show's at 8. At like 7:45, Tony comes down to the lobby. I go, you're half an hour late. He goes, we'll be there. We'll make it there, Shorty.
Shorty.
So he's late. He goes over his time. There, Louis's there. He's waiting to go. Louis's like, holy shit, this motherfucker's going over. He don't get mad, but he's still like, it's still like, if as a comic, right, Barry? You did comedy, right? If the guy says, if you know the guy's supposed to be done in 3 minutes, you want him to be done in 3 minutes because the more you wait, you just get agitated.
Are they lighting him?
Yeah. So he's incorrigible. He's literally incorrigible. So then I switched the order. After he was late picking me up or when we were late that gig, we got there right when the show was starting. I go, Tony, you're going on first. And then I went on first. Or he went on first the rest of the time. And then I went on second. And then I would just do my time. I did 15 minutes. So they give me the 3-minute light. I do 3 more jokes. And then I'm fucking done, you know? Because that's what they want. They don't want you to go over.
No. And then Louis does what, a half an hour?
No, 45.
So...
How many minutes did Tony go over?
3 or whatever. But, like, even after they warned him, they told him he would go over.
The big fucking deal, yo?
If it's me, that's why I switched the order, because I got annoyed with him because he was late, and I was car sick. Like, we got there Friday, first show, we got there so close to the time, I was, like, I was getting agitated. I don't like to fucking rush and then go on. And I don't like to be in a car and then get on. I don't like to do it. So I said, you're going on before me. And then the rest of the time we did. The point is, well, I'm a professional comedian. If somebody gets a 3, especially if I was the headliner and they're all waiting to see me, if the guy said he got a 3-minute light and he does 6 minutes, I'd be like, what the, just do your fucking time, you know? Plus he would get a laugh that he could get off on, but he still wouldn't fucking, he still would do more time. Like, I'm not saying it's a black thing, but it's something.
Did you kill?
Sometimes I was like, I might have done too well there.
Really?
Yeah, because you don't want to fucking. I mean, you don't you want to do
would Chad
well.
Say that you,
well, Chad's a hack.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean,
Chad sends me something last. Anyway, Chad sent me. He texted me. Chad texted me yesterday. He goes, I have something I want to send you, but if I do, will you promise not to tweet it? I go, who's it about? He says Neil. I go, I can't. Promise. I said I'm not interested, and I'm not. I can't, but I know what it is anyway. So Chad should be working at a radio station. What he was doing in Cleveland. Chad's a natural troll.
Right.
He's not a comic. He's a troll.
So why?
You know what I mean? He's a guy who pokes you in his side.
You think he was bombing? I mean, you think he was drunk and he just was like wanting to fuck with Joe?
No, he was just doing it to be a dick. I was not even close to bombing.
Okay.
So I had one show I didn't like, but all the other shows were good. And even the show I didn't like, it was fun.
How the audience do with Louis? They love him?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's like standing ovation when he goes up. When he goes up, they give him a standing ovation.
They're all jerking off. The same time.
No, it's amazing.
It's great. Well,
it's amazing.
Yeah, good for him.
It's not only that. It's like we talked a pretty lot, so I know there's stuff I can't even say, but the bottom line is like. I don't know if he sees it, what it is, but like whenever he talks about what happened, it's like he didn't do anything illegal. What he did was embarrassing. He's like, it's embarrassing for him. Mm-hmm. And it's just, but it's like when he addresses it in the comedy club, they go nuts. So I was thinking, like, you know, the Ronnie Dangerfield thing, I get no respect.
Right.
He would do bit after bit after bit. And then he would say, I got no respect. And they would go nuts.
Right.
So Louis, the anything he taught when he addresses it at all, any jokes he makes, and he has more jokes about it now. If he says anything about it, they go nuts. They think it's hilarious. They think it's hilarious that he got into trouble, and they just think it's like this hilarious. So it's like he has like this hook for the rest of his life. That you know, he's probably not. He's probably like, oh, I wish this didn't happen. But now that it did happen, it's like it's $1 million fucking hook. It's like he can't. He can do jokes about it. The biggest laughs he get in a set is just addressing it right. In any kind of a joke form. You know,
it's like that. I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
No, it's better. It's better than that.
It's
no, it's like it'll be with him forever. But it's like the crowd doesn't care.
Yeah.
The crowd just doesn't care. Like the crowd that goes see him, they love it when he jokes about it. They love it. They're not like, oh, don't mention it. They're like, they fucking howl.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like it's funny. It's just
life
funny.
Gives you lemons, you make lemons.
No, it's funny to watch the crowd like just they're like they think it's hilarious. Yeah. That he did it and that he got in trouble and that they just think it's hilarious. And
what percentage of the audience is female for him?
It's probably mostly like, you know, there's a lot of females there, but they're probably mostly with a date, you know? So I don't know if females are coming around yet, but I think he's going to win them over, you know, just because he's not going to win like all of them over, but I'm just saying like, it's like, I just finished saying, he didn't commit a crime. He got into an embarrassing situation. And when he addresses it in comedy, it's hilarious. It's funny. I mean, it's funny, but the crowd fucking screams laughter whenever he addresses it. So it's not gonna hurt him long term.
A lot of dudes love that fetish, but he's famous, so
I don't think that a lot of dudes love it.
I think a lot of dudes, dudes have crazy thoughts in their brain and stuff. It's only come into the public eye because he's famous and shit.
What's your craziest thought?
Craziest thought,
like sexually, like something that, like, what do you think? Someone in your head that you think
you want to have sex with younger women, like women in their 60s, right?
that Dinah Shore is a piece of ass.
She's dead.
She's
Betty White.
You can probably fuck her now. No bones about
speaking,
it.
Speaking about it, that guy who fucked the girl, the guy, the nurse.
Yeah, the coma girl.
Yeah, my wife said she was in a coma since she was 3.
Yeah.
Well, what the fuck is that? She's probably dying for some dick.
Yeah, pedophilia?
I was in a coma since she was 3. Garrett?
A dick or a pretty dolly?
I heard someone say that, but I think it was she was at 14. Oh, she's been in for 15 years.
Yeah, gross. 14.
Well, either way, but is that amazing? He can get her pregnant? He fucked her and he got her pregnant, and then they have like a healthy baby?
Right.
And all these people are trying to get pregnant, and they're like, oh, what? They're probably all mad. Yeah, they're like, right. That bitch, she's in a coma. She wasn't even trying to get pregnant. She got pregnant.
The registered retards are us.
I bet she's Puerto Rican.
Yep.
You know, if I fucked Betty White, we would be a power couple.
But seriously, what's something sexual that you've never done in your
Barry,
life?
Barry, first of all, let me just say,
please,
if I go to a black strip club, does that make me weird? First of all, women don't understand. Guys have a dick, and a dick has a mind of its own. Every guy's dick has a little bit of a thing. But guys sexually are much more like they need action. Guys are like a guy's dick is like it's like that's why guys go gambling and fucking go to the track and do all kinds of shit. Guys need action, and the dick is the epitome of that. A dick needs action. Women don't need that. They want to go fucking antiquing.
Oh, I love black women.
No, but I'm saying like people go, oh, you know, you're
worry about that.
There's a drop, by the way.
Like Asian,
we isolate that
Asian. And I see Asian women. I'm like, she's hot, you know. So it's like, is that weird? I don't know how many guys want to jerk off in front of other women, but I never would do it because again, I think it's I'm just not comfortable fucking. I don't jerk off in front of people, you know.
No,
but I don't think it's that weird. But I don't think it's that common, you know.
I think the three of us have had some weird thoughts that we probably would not want to share with anyone.
Weird thoughts?
I'm an open book.
Weird thoughts? Of course we have weird thoughts. Even women have weird thoughts. It's what you fucking do. What are you talking? What's kind of a weird thought? Seriously, well, give me one.
I gotta think about it, but I
don't. Don't bring it up and then have nothing to go to.
No.
You're like Del Close.
That's talk. That's
master improviser.
That's talk show. That's talk show guest 101.
Let me tell
you. I got some weird thoughts. I can't think of them right now.
Let me tell you something. What Louis did was not so wrong. A lot of dudes would do the same shit, okay?
Well, we're talking about you now, Barry. I'm trying to get into your pants, metaphorically speaking. All right, well, whatever. I jerked off this morning. My dog is watching me. I don't even like that.
Oh, is that weird?
The dog? It certainly was a rough time.
No, but, Barry, you think if you jerk off in front of your dog, Will, and Brian might not have known because he's
I know.
Blind, but if you can sit and you jerk off in front of your dog, is that weird?
I'm going to go buy a dog tomorrow.
Yeah?
No, seriously, Barry, you think that's weird or no?
Jerking off in front of his dog?
Yeah.
Did he lap it up?
It was a girl. No, she didn't. No, I didn't give. Although she would lick a little cum probably off the head of my penis. I mean, I guess if I put it in her face. And cum probably tastes good to a dog. It's salty, right? I don't know. Probably like a deer, like a salt lick for a deer. although, wait a minute. Are you guys saying that she would fawn all over me?
I can't believe Jim and Sam won't take your call. It's such a crime.
I really want to do this.
Or a pundit.
Barry. Get it? Pundit.
Yeah. All right.
Pundit.
Barry, I don't think anything, as long as it's not illegal, I don't think there's anything.
Consenting adults. That's all it is.
I almost think there's nothing that, because the dick is weird. You know what I mean? I don't know how many times I've been like, you know, I want to fucking leave my wife. And then I'm like, I fucking hate my wife. I hate my. And then I see some hot girl on the train. I'm like, I don't want to fuck her. But it's like, you know what I mean? I was just bitching about my kids and my wife. And now I'm looking for. So it's like the dick don't care. The dick don't care what you're thinking in your head. The dick is like, this is what I need. The dick. The dick. There was just another story where I think in Texas or a big state where just like thousands of priests. We're fucking kids.
Right.
And that's like that. That's ground zero. Because these guys are supposed to not have sex at all. And then they're fucking kids, which sends them right to hell. Right. And they still do it anyway. Yeah. They know, according to what they believe in, if you fuck a kid, you're going to go right to hell. But the dick is like, I don't give a shit. You can't tell a dude you can't have sex because the fucking human condition is like, we're fucking, period. We're going to fuck.
Yeah. When's the last time you got laid, Barry? Can you talk about that?
You guys ask me that all the time.
Well, you never
That's why you're here for.
Yeah, like.
To get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, no pun intended. With your sex life.
Why are you both so interested in my sex life?
Okay, Barry, what would you like to talk about, Barry?
Answer my question.
Barry, we don't want to talk to each other.
Yeah,
you're here just so we don't have to talk to each other.
I thought I'd just throw it to you.
Answer my question.
Give me some mic time.
Fans want to know about you. You always say, you know, the fans, when you get on, the Twitter goes crazy. So you got to give them something. You got to give them a little taste.
Somebody put a fake Twitter account, call me Barry Gibbs and stuff. Okay,
it's hilarious. It's funnier than you. So why are you mad?
I'm not mad.
I like when people get mad, go like, oh, that's flattery, motherfucker.
Yeah. Barry Gibbs. It's Ribs. R-I-B-S.
Hey, maybe I was taken, Barry Ribs.
It should be Tony Roma.
Why?
They sell ribs there.
Oh. Worst pun ever, yo. Are they still in business?
The show is young. we still have another hour.
Yeah, sorry we keep ribbing you.
Right. Do you have a bone to pick with us?
Speaking of bone, Aaron Burr got T-boned, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, in his car. You got any pictures? He was going to the L.I. Why is he going to the L.I.R.R.? He's a fucking idiot.
He's driving?
He was driving to, he was going to the Garden to watch the Toronto Maple Leafs play the New York Rangers. For some reason, he was going to Long Island Railroad. And he could just tell you, he lives in Astoria. Or maybe he moved, so maybe he's somewhere.
Farther out, you think?
Yeah, so maybe he can't take that. Because the Enter the Arc are right there.
Yeah, sure.
34th and 6th.
Yeah, right?
So, luckily his kid, but he got T-boned. And
his kid got the brunt of the impact?
No, his kid and his wife weren't in there. I'm sure I'm sure he wanted his wife to be in there, but
she's like, "Let me put on my seatbelt. It gets broken." You'll be fine.
But you get T-boned. It's always a little. It always sounds sexual, don't it?
It does.
I got T-boned.
Like a porterhouse.
Yeah. New York steak.
How are your injuries? They're medium rare.
Medium rare.
Yeah. You ever been in a car accident, Barry?
No. We have any callers?
Oh my God.
We have any callers?
Go ahead, caller.
What do you got?
Barry, this is your worst appearance ever, by the way. Yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
Yo, Kevin, how do the Louis dates get released? Because I hear about them and they're, like, sold out. I want to know when he's going to be in Chicago.
Chi-town. The big Windy.
What was the question?
He wants to know when Louis dates will be released. You can't say if he's going to Chicago or not, right?
Yeah, I can't say anything.
You know what I would do if I were you? Honestly, I would go to the biggest comedy club in Chicago and follow them on Twitter or Instagram, and then just put it in your, like, do you do social media?
Yeah, go on email. Go on their email list.
Yeah.
You got to go on their email list.
Yeah, there's so many. I mean,
What club? Where do you live in Chicago?
Like downtown.
Yeah, so just go on, what are the clubs downtown? They got Laugh Factory.
Deep Dish Chuckles.
There's Zanies. Just go on their website or go on their email list. That's how they do it. So I think from now, I don't want to speak about it, but just go on their email list. People were saying to me, like, hey, man, I listen to Burning Bridges and Misery Loves Company, and you didn't give any hints that you're going to be in Tampa. I'm like, I can't.
Can I give the one, though? Yeah. The next town, sir, rhymes with Minneapolis.
No, it doesn't.
Hey, what about you guys coming out here and doing a live podcast?
Love to do it. I love Chicago. I got a good booger sugar connection out there, too.
Do you?
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah, we're going to come out and do the... Should we bring Barry with us?
Barry. Yo, yo.
Yo, yo. Yo, why are you so interested in my sex life?
So we'll drive out and we'll rent a Buick Skylark. And we'll have Barry sit in the jumper seat.
I think we can do a LeSabre.
Oh, I ain't sitting on the hump, motherfucker.
That was my last car I had. That's weird.
Was it a Skylark?
Yep, that was my last
car. I thought it was a Model T.
Model T-bone.
Ah, yeah, medium rare and shit.
Yeah, so that's what he do. I don't know, Tampa, you know, one guy came to the show. He goes, hey, I'm a huge fan of yours. He goes, ever since you were on Jim and Opie or whatever. I go, you sign up for Burning Bridges? He goes, nah, what's that? I go, how about you listen to Misery Loves Company? He goes, nah, what's that?
I have no idea.
You know what, you're a big fan?
Yeah.
I'm like, good for you.
It's like that 2016, boy, I tell you, ever since then, I've lost interest.
So he goes, where can I listen to Misery Loves Company? He goes, on iTunes? I go, motherfucker, next.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I like when people go, I'm a big fan, and they just, huh? No, I would love to. I would love to give you. First of all, I would love to give you all the information. But here's the thing: the dates have been changing, so it's not. Nothing's a set in stone anyway. Because I just had a date get canceled, so you know.
And by the way, if you could pick up that hint, set in stone, they're going to be at Excalibur's Comedy Club in Kingston, New York.
So, no, for real. So just sign up because even if he had a date, he might move it or cancel it. So not for real. Like there's dates in the future, but they might get moved or switched. So even if I said them, it wouldn't matter. There was no boycott either. Nobody.
Nobody.
Not one person.
Okay.
People moved on.
We did six shows, four nights, not one person, not one picket, Not one fucking. But it's, you know, you got to make a sign. In Florida, they don't. They're not committed. They don't want to do that. No. They don't even support their fucking baseball teams. There's Nobody goes to the fucking Tampa Devil Rays game.
It's like an alligator out there, like. Yeah.
Tony's so paranoid. The first night before we had the car, we walked across the street. He goes, "See all those mounds of dirt? They just look mounds of dirt." He goes, "Those are killer ants."
Oh, really?
He goes, "Anywhere you walk on here, you might get attacked by an alligator." Yeah, I'm like, "You will, because you're black."
Well, it's harder to see. Would you mind smiling, Tony?
No, because it's like the animals are always like, "Ah, who's that black dude?"
Yeah.
Like, dogs hate black dudes.
My dogs always bark at black people. Oh, it's so embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
Because I live in Park Slope, there's no black people.
Yeah.
So,
Mailman.
Just going to say it.
That's Make right. the mailman black so the dogs get all out of their system. A black mailman, they go fight. It's like they're fucking coming.
No,
they're fucking.
Need a rain or sleet or snow. I'll bring you that mail. Don't
yo,
you?
Yo. Your mail's here, motherfucker.
Postage on this motherfucker. Shit.
DEA. What was it called that when you owe them?
What? D-O- no. What, COD.
COD.
COD, thank you. Right.
COD, motherfucker.
COD, right? Shit.
Give me some cash.
I told you this past Christmas, I was at the post office, and the woman got all stamps and that Santa on them. She was yelling. She's like, "I'm a Jew. I can't have Santa stamps." She was like, made a big stink at the window, but yeah. You can't return stamps. Anyway, so that's my advice to you is, do the Chicago Comedy Club thing, the bigger ones, like not like, you know, not like the bar shows or the Barry Ribs comedy variety show, but yo, how deep is this pizza, yo?
And also look on there and look on, here's the last clue I'll give you.
Yep.
Look on their website, and if they have like some weeks, they usually, whatever, it's not even a good example, but like Side Splitters, where I was just at, they had the week open. So the manager was telling me on their website, they had the week open. So the manager was telling me, like, people are calling, go like, "Who's here that week?" And they go, "Oh, it hasn't been announced yet." They go, "Is it Louie?"
Right.
The guy goes, I'm not telling you either way. But I think some clubs do that. Some clubs might just have someone's name in there anyway.
Right.
Just to not tip anybody
Greg
off.
Greg Giraldo.
Patrice O'Neill. Thursday through Sunday, motherfucker. COD. So, But like I said, even if I told you, the date might move because he's moving dates. The dates, it's a fluid situation. So, but I envy. I like
no pun intended.
I don't envy. But it's like watching them go nuts whenever it's fucking like magical. He thinks like, "Oh my God, this is so, you know, blah blah blah." But it's like the crowd loves the jokes about him talking about how much trouble he's in, you know. Right. So they fucking love it. So you don't envy the guy, but you do envy the fact that he's selling tickets this quickly, and the fact that he has this fucking thing that whenever he mentions it, the fucking crowd goes nuts. They just fucking clapping and
right.
So it's fun. It's fun. It's fun even being there. Just fun Kevin, watching it.
So, Kevin, what are you going to do for next level shit a la Louis? What are you going to do?
Sexually?
Anything.
Rape
get to the next level.
I'm going to kill a black hooker.
You marry your daughter.
Louis has, I'll tell you off the air, Louis has one fucking, he did one, I think he ad-libbed it, but it was so funny, about what he's going to do to take it to the next level, off your question. But I don't know, there's nothing really you can do, but you do kind of watch and go like, that's interesting. Because I think if you do watch someone who's like super successful, because I think Louis used to watch Chris Rock probably, he was like, "What the fuck is Chris Rock doing that made him so successful?" So you can learn a little bit, right? Like you watch, who do you watch when you're at the fucking... That's the problem with being in shitty clubs. It's like being a shitty stripper. Like, you see all these... It's like you don't... there's no one leading by example, so...
I work with great comics in the bar scene and the club scene, okay?
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, it's like sometimes you just got to watch a guy like, you know, what the fuck is that, you know?
It's like in a shitty comedy club and there's a comic named Destiny eating a 2-day-old piece of birthday cake in the corner. Like,
that's my mentor. Plus also, when you watch a guy, like, the problem with the city, you only see a guy do 15 minutes. When you see a guy do 45 or an hour, you kind of see what he's doing better. You get a better, like, read of what he's doing. Does that make sense, Barry?
I've worked with Tony Woods a number of times.
No, I'm not talking about him.
How about Tiger Woods?
The late Tony Woods. That's what the tell used to call it, the late Tony Woods. He's not dead. He's just always late. So
that's so funny.
So... So, no, I'm talking about when you watch a guy do 40. I never saw Louis do 45 before. So when you watch him do 45, like, every night, you're like, oh, okay, this is what. You can kind of, I don't know if you can learn, but you can kind of go like, okay.
Is this like, is it like finished stuff or is it like
working? I don't know. It's changing. It's like moving parts. He's moving. He's trying different
stuff.
Reading
or anything? Is it all?
No, he's not doing that anymore. But he's moving stuff in and out. But I'm just saying, like, I thought to myself, like, I could probably, it's like you could, like, you know, when like a Tom Popper would open for Seinfeld. He would. I think you would learn. You learn like, okay, maybe I should be doing more of this and less of this or whatever. You know, does that make sense, Barry? You look like you're about to nod out.
I always
get worried one of the guests gets sleepy because I can only imagine the listeners like this motherfucker. This motherfucker really knows how to put people. The one question says MLC with no Kevin. We never get to that.
What?
It's on. It says we got a caller. Oh, there? OVO Cool Cat. Oh, I mean, anyway, is he still there?
Chicago?
OVO. Hey, OVO Cool
Cat.
Hey,
there it goes.
Hey,
Albuquerque's.
Kevin. Hey, Brian.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Bobby motherfucking Ribs.
Yeah, that's right. Bobby Ribs, everybody.
It's now Bobby.
Hell yeah.
It's now Bobby, huh?
Yeah, what do you care, Barry?
It's cold.
It's Bobby motherfucking Ribs.
Which was Bobby.
Oh, this is the dude that probably set up that Twitter shit.
I don't think so. This guy's fucking funny, man. I would jump on. Yeah. I would get in cahoots with him. Like, Two Tired Twats did that. Somebody did a Two Tired Twats, and it was funny. And then he was like, and then they started their own Two Tired Twats because it was funny. It's not that it's funny or whatchamacallit, doing an impression of Rich Voss is funnier than Voss. Bob DeBono's Bob DeBono doing Voss is funnier than Voss. It's just he's it's a fucking satirically, I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but like the Twitter of you is funnier than you, so gotcha. Fucking sign up.
So what do you got, OVO?
Hey Kevin, I'm sorry, but I think I got it wrong. It's not Bobby Riggs, it's Barry Gibb. You know Barry Gibb from the Bee Gees?
Yeah, follow him on Twitter.
Isn't he dead?
There we go.
They're all dead, aren't they?
No.
Is he the last one?
I think he's the only one alive, and he's on your show right now.
Oh, look at that.
Gotcha.
All right, what's your question?
What you got, buddy?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have to say, I just fucking loved MLC last week, man. It was pretty good, man. Your wife on there was fucking great. And who better to get than someone that has been so close to Kevin that her fingers were up his culo?
Yes. Did you hear her line?
What?
She said she put her finger up your asshole and it stank for 2 years.
Yeah.
She did?
Yeah.
I listened. She told me to listen. I listened to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But then she goes, you listen to the rest of it? I go, no, I'm fucking busy at black strip clubs.
Right.
I don't need to hear the whole thing.
I will say, she looked real. I mean, your wife's a pretty girl for sure, but she looked really good. Like,
let's get a picture of her up there. I want to see.
There's no picture. My trainer and I were trying to find pictures. Your wife's not really on social media.
No, but she was. There's pictures I put on. I retweeted a picture of her.
Let me see. I want to see if she's
beautiful. That the twats took with you and.
Right.
And whatever.
Which is because she like had her hair done and she like had some tight ass.
She wants to fight. She wants Patty Rosper to say how hot she is.
And she does.
Yeah. So Patty's like, oh my god, you're so fucking hot. My wife loves it. She eats it up.
Yeah.
No, my wife's like, you know, my wife's always like, you're too into your what you. And then she was insisting that I listen to her. I go, why do you want me to listen? She goes, I just want to know how I sounded. And I'm like, okay, so you understand how I get sometimes where like if I care about how I fucking come off.
Right.
You know, if she's like, oh, all you care about is your career. I'm like, you did one fucking podcast and you're like obsessed with your performance. So it's like, it's a natural thing to fucking be curious to.
Funny, it was like A Star Is Born. Like now she becomes like a huge star.
I know. Somebody said she should have her own podcast. Yeah,
exactly.
It's like, what's she going to talk about? Her stinky finger? How far is that going to go?
Yo, Brian.
Yo.
When I was here a few months back,
uh-huh.
I met Kevin's son, right? So
yeah.
I go, who's that pointing to Kevin? He goes, Kevin Brennan doesn't even say my daddy or anything. That was weird.
Well, you know.
Because he knows I'm a fucking VIP, motherfucker. Yo, 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 yo.
My mother's finger
so
still
weird.
Smells like.
He's Kevin Brennan.
Who's his wife? Miss Dookie Finger.
Hey, so, Kevin. Hey, Kevin.
What? I'm still here. I went to the fucking pantry. Yeah, I'm right here, OVO. Fucking speak. Why is everyone so fucking timid? Go ahead.
I was gonna say. I think the last time Bobby Riggs was at a strip club was the time that they were barely showing their ankles. So I don't think he got a lot of action in those days.
So There was a.
Oh, you are a hacky motherfucker, yo.
They would do like an umbrella, like an umbrella dance.
Like, if right. I'm like Brian's son.
That's right. Oh, listen, I'm your mother. I'll breastfeed you. Get some milk out of these titties.
No picture of the wife.
She's not really on social media.
You guys have an angry caller on the line?
Go ahead, angry caller.
Hi, OVO. Thanks for calling in.
You know, Kevin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to get some burgers yesterday. My place is all out of burger patties, so I decided to call them Burning Burgers.
Oh, this.
Oh, you're the lady that beat up the fucking beef patty place?
I smoked the fuck out of that motherfucker.
Were they Jamaican beef patties? Or
yeah.
What? Okay.
And she was pregnant. Is that you?
Yeah, like a Randy beef patty. I was very hungry. They're my organic shop, and I went there, and they didn't have my organic beef patty, so I got all excited, and then I upset, and then I beat fucking someone. I went down the street. I took a shit in the goddamn alleyway.
Wow. Right.
She was pregnant.
Okay.
And she went for a beef patty.
I'm still pregnant. I didn't have the baby yesterday, Kevin. I'm still pregnant.
Okay, fair enough.
I was. Is pregnant. You ever been pregnant, Kevin?
No, I haven't. I've gotten some bitches pregnant, yo.
But I look like I am.
Yeah, that's good. What about that fat fag sitting next to you, that blind fag? He ever had a baby?
I paid for one abortion, and I have two kids.
So
yeah, I can see it in your face.
Wait, you had a craving for a beef patty, and they all I had was veggie patty and chicken patty.
Yeah, I roll up, and I go, give me a beef patty. They go, we got veggie patty, we got chicken patty. I go, but no, I want what I said, and then... They got upset, and they racially profiled me because I was pregnant.
Sense to me.
Sound like you still got your balls.
So
No.
She's got some bass in her voice because she's from the Bronx.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and also because the baby inside me is a boy.
His daddy,
when he gets home.
Look, someone's with you there. Who is that with you? Your cousin or something? That's Cousin Sheila? There's an accomplice? No, you thought you were being denied beef patty because they don't like you.
Yeah.
Because they always have beef patties and they usually have it ready, but they had to make some new ones.
We're talking about like the Tower Isle Jamaican beef patties.
I don't know where it was, but it was in the Bronx. Jamaica,
but yeah, like those Tower Isle, like the bodegas, they're like a little beef patty thing they have like in the warmers.
Yeah, it looks like
it's a nice beef patty. It's like what you would eat for like a shawarma, but what it is flour on the outside, beef on the inside, all yummy all around.
Right.
And it's good. Yeah, well, have you ever eaten something good?
Yeah, I'd like to eat
you. Have you ever sucked white dick?
Oh, what the fuck is that, Barry?
I don't even know, man.
Excuse me?
What did I ask?
Yeah.
Have you ever sucked white dick?
That's not appropriate, man. She's pregnant and she can't get her beef patty. Listen,
yeah,
when women
coming on me all this Bobby Figgs being all angry.
I would love it if Bobby Biggerstaff just jumped through the ceiling.
I just asked a question.
Listen, Barry. If a woman, you never been pregnant with a lady, so like they have cravings and they got to get that.
I just
their biological clock is all fucked up.
Just ask a simple question.
Why are you asking if she's ever sucked a white dick?
And still didn't get an answer.
No, I thought it was free Mondays, and you were not allowed to utilize this kind of language.
Yeah, I'm with you, honey.
What'd he say?
I don't know. It's
supposed to be free Mondays. You got to watch the
language. Yeah.
We have to watch our language.
Clean.
Yeah. No sex talk.
Then Barry asking if I suck a dick. Yeah, I'll suck your dick if you got a patty, Barry.
How about a peppermint patty? Better for your breath.
So,
any time a patty.
So you never got arrested?
Oh, yeah. I've been arrested 32 times.
No, but you never been. You didn't get arrested for this.
No, they didn't arrest me because everybody understand it. Because if you don't get a beef patty, you get family.
Plus, a jury or peers, you're going to be found not guilty.
We find the defendant not guilty.
They're all eating beef patties.
The girl is hungry. She go to the store to get a beef patty. They don't got one. She is. I don't blame her. Go home. Have your baby.
Innocent.
Case. You're the judge's Jamaican.
All right. Case dismissed.
Party for everybody. Now have a lunch break and deliver it for 1 hour and come back and tell me who more delicious, Sandy beef patty or Bobby beef patty.
It'd be funny, like, they had, like, a big, like, celebratory lunch, and they're at a Beef Patties again, and she's, she's like, why do I have to fucking Beef Patty? Her water is breaking, her nipples are spraying out coconut soda.
No, but it is annoying when you go to get a Beef Patty, and they have a veggie Beef Patty. Who's eating a veggie Beef Patty? Don't even make them. Make those motherfuckers wait. Wait, make those when somebody goes, I want a veggie Beef Patty. Go, okay, you're going to wait 10 minutes. Always have the most popular thing. I fucking hate that. You go anywhere and the most popular thing, they're out. They have all the fucking shit that nobody eats sitting there. So have that ready and all the shit that nobody eats. Make that on fucking demand.
I tell you, I had a Big Mac for the first time in probably 15 years the other day. Fucking delicious.
They're unbelievable.
I mean, honestly.
I had a double at Shake Shack yesterday.
You're absolutely right, Kevin. Absolutely.
Excuse me, girly. I had a Shake Shack double bacon cheese yesterday.
Put that girl in her place.
$11. What a fucking rip.
Where? In Elizabeth?
You know what you should do, Barry, is next time you order two of those, and then just run out without paying, and it's cheaper.
Yep. Just storm right out.
Wait, you Shake Shack, you can pay after you eat?
No, I don't think so.
But if you have a gun, you can.
Yeah, right. Wave it in them sideways.
So that's...
It's a rip-off, yo.
I got to go take care of my babies. I forgot to call in, and then I remember to call in, so then I called in, but now I got to go because my baby got to do it.
All right, good luck.
God bless.
He's registered at the Beef Patty Emporium. All right, see you later.
No, but for real, don't you get mad when they don't have the fucking thing you want, and it's the most popular thing? Just keep making them. Don't make people wait for a fucking Beef Patty.
That baby shower, somebody gives you a crib, you're like, I want Beef Patties.
And the guy, even the guy who owns the shop, he goes, just goes to show how good our Beef Patties are. So it's good publicity. What? People think it's bad publicity. All publicity like that is good. All of it.
Tremont Avenue and 238th Street, the best Beef Patties.
I almost wanted to call and go, where is you? Where is you at? And they go, what? Where is you at? I'm going to come up there and get a Beef Patty.
Now, was that expensive, $11?
That's a lot of freaking money. Hey,
what's your rent, Barry? Is that too personal?
$600.
Oh, wow. Was it 1944?
$600.
I'm in the basement.
You better be. I mean, even if you view it, it'd be less expensive.
You gotta kill yourself when you live in a basement. You can't throw yourself out the window.
Uh-huh. Well, geez. You don't have any roommates, though, do you?
No. This was a lot of fun, this visit.
Well, the rats, you have
throwing softballs at you, Barry.
Do you have rats? Do you have to deal with rats? Because I always think when people live below the ground level.
Rats.
So how do they keep the rats out of there? Don't they want to stay inside sometimes?
No rats.
They don't burrow?
The rats don't want to be anywhere near this bullshit basement.
Do you have a...
Can I plug a couple of shows?
We're not there yet.
We're off the air.
We're not there yet. We still...
What is your thing? They're all business cards? That's your wallet?
Jokes and bus train tickets. There's a little business cards.
Shit, can we get that shot of that? Hold it up so they can see it.
Yeah.
Those are all business cards and jokes.
So you think of a joke, you just kind of write it down, like on the little...
It's like a wallet, but it's all kinds. It's a big wad of business
things
cards.
To do. And originally, I came up with this idea because I'm a food addict, so I write down the time I had my last meal, and I won't eat for 5-6 hours.
It's a food log, right?
You keep food
a
log. Right. I came up with that because I'm a food addict.
What do you mean you're
come up with?
I write down the time... I had my last meal. Explain to Kevin.
Well, any dietitian, I'm not trying to shit on you, but any dietitian will say when you go in to lose weight, they go, make a log of everything you eat for like a week, and then we're going to look at what you eat. And you
can No. This is my own thing. No.
Okay. He writes down, he goes, I ate an $11 double cheeseburger with bacon on it at 2 o'clock, and I only eat for 5 hours, right? Kind of something like
no,
that?
No, that's not what I said, Brian. I said that I write down the last time I had a meal, and I won't eat for 5-6 hours.
You can't remember?
If I wrote down that it was an...
How about this? When you eat, and then the next time you eat when you're hungry. How about that? But you don't eat...
It usually times out. You're right. It times out about 5-6 hours all of a sudden.
Yeah, because people eat too much here.
Yeah.
Because they just eat. They eat out of boredom. They don't eat when they're hungry. That's why people get sick. They don't eat when they're hungry. They eat when they feel like eating.
Well, that's emotional eating.
Yeah, but you're supposed to eat when you're hungry.
Yes, but you're supposed to eat every 5-6 hours because if you wait 10 hours, you may eat 2 or 3 meals.
What?
Because you're starving.
I'll have pancakes and waffles and a Spanish omelet.
I'm getting too many meals.
Come around me.
Your stomach can only take so many things.
Can I plug my bar shows?
Well, we're not quite there yet, but if you want to do your plugs now.
Are you off the air?
No, buddy, we're just go ahead.
You want? We got another half hour. Go ahead and plug. Top of the hour. Yeah, do your plugs at the top of the hour. Like ten wins.
Yo,
we'll plug whenever you want to plug.
We're plugging now.
Do it, Barry.
Yo, Kevin is a little stressed.
No, but we're just.
I'm very stressed.
It's like we're giving you stuff.
You're interrupting me now.
Go ahead. Sorry, I beg your pardon. Go ahead.
Tomorrow, that would be Tuesday, New York City, Manhattan. I'll be at Walter's Cottage. Walter's Cottage Bar.
All right.
7 o'clock.
Okay.
Where is it?
On 10th Avenue.
And where?
Around 43rd Street.
Around?
43rd, approximately.
You gotta Google that shit. You gotta ask Walter once you get there. You gotta know who to talk to.
Google everything nowadays.
Walter's Laugh Lounge?
I didn't say that. I said Walter's Cottage Bar.
Walter's Cottage Bar.
It's not Side Splitters or whatever the fuck that was called. Uh-oh. Now.
Hater much?
After that, that's a 7. After that, uh-huh. 8 o'clock
right.
in Brooklyn.
Nice.
Dusk Till Dawn Bar.
I like the movie with fucking Quentin Tarantino.
I'm doing my bar tour tomorrow.
Sure.
That's all I wanted to say.
Like a bar crawl, except you do comedy.
Yo, let me tell you something, Kevin. You have not seen my stand-up. A lot of people dig it.
On purpose.
Yeah, I do a bar tour about every night. I don't know.
That's some hater shit, Brian.
No, I'm just saying I go to bars all night. I'm not saying anything about you. Jesus Christ. Great.
Go ahead, caller.
What you got, please?
Hello?
Yo, hello. Yeah. Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hey, just wanted to ask Barry, when's the last time he got laid?
Yes.
During the JFK administration, if you listen, last time I was here, motherfucker.
When was the last time you got laid for real? Where you fucked a woman that you didn't pay
or anything?
No, I want to know when's the last time you fucked a woman. You put
kind of a gay vibe from Barry. I don't mean that in a hurtful way at all, but
well, that's a short sleeve thing in the winter. That's a gay thing.
And San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco.
Bottoms up.
When's the last time you fucked a woman who with consent?
Nobody.
What's call. So funny, dude? What's your name?
No, answer my question, Barry.
We're in 2019? Last year.
Oh, nice. All right. That's good.
What was her name?
2018, last year.
LaQuisha.
Her name is LaQuisha? Really? Would you pay her in beef patties? So, seriously.
You know how comics are, like when we're on the road with comedy groupies and shit?
Yeah.
They're kind of
thick. I got to see your groupies.
Yo.
I'm moving at them real slow with their walkers.
I do not get the prime. I don't get the prime meat, that's for sure. Because I'm a feature or a host and shit.
Right.
The headline is the Louis. They get the cream and the crop.
Louis aren't getting pussy on the road, is he?
I think he's got a girlfriend now.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yo.
It might be really, who are you dating? She's like, okay.
Stars get the model type.
They don't even.
Tony Woods and Tommy Davidson, D.O., well, D.O., whatever.
He's married, right?
D.O., yeah.
That doesn't stop them.
Comics don't get pussy like rock stars do and stuff.
The stars do. Oh, the stars do.
What example? Dave Chappelle
Tommy
just
Davidson and Michael Blackson. Forget about it,
Michael Blackson.
Yeah, but they're dating like fucking. They're black and the black community. They're fucking big. Dave Chappelle's had the same wife for like 20 years. It's
She's
like
Filipino.
Yeah, so it's not like they're all fucking getting all this pussy as a comic.
You can't
you get some pussy, but you don't get like loads of it.
Young white guys.
You can't believe the you've heard of Tommy Davidson, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Tommy Davidson's he's a crackhead.
Michael Blackson.
No, I've
okay,
never
yeah, okay. Blackson. Your name of one guy. Michael Blackson's like African. He probably doesn't get a lot of fucking.
Does he get beautiful women? Yo.
Would you mind putting this plate in your lip before we make sex to each other? Thank you so much. How many rings can you fit around your neck, my lady?
It's like comedy. It's not, you know. Jay Leno discussed this years ago. You don't get. Comedy groupies are not like rock groupies.
Mark Norman gets pussy. I mean, he's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, but he's on fucking Twitter and he uses all that shit.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, if you're young and trying to get pussy and you're on Twitter and stuff, I mean, on
Grindr,
you can get pussy. Yeah. You can definitely get pussy because women are bigger whores now than they used to because they don't have to go to a bar to meet a guy. They can just meet. If you're a whore, nobody has to know. You just fuck these guys that you meet.
It's also like hot comic, female comics who like, they're out in the scene and they're like, you can.
Yeah, they're whoring it up too on Instagram.
They're all whoring up.
Yo, Leno has absolutely no sex appeal.
I wish I had a fucking hot cup of water.
Where's that?
You're really on my last fucking nerve today, Barry.
You need.
Just jealous of this hot meat right here.
Barry, Jay Leno has no sex appeal?
None whatsoever.
He was like the hottest comic in the 80s. He could have fucked everybody.
Nah, he's funny. He has no sex appeal.
Yeah, he has sex appeal. He was like fucking Elvis fucking Presley with the hair and the fucking jacket.
I don't think he was getting it.
Oh,
He was married. He could have got crazy, but I would have fucked him.
Yeah.
I saw him at Zany's in Chicago.
No sex appeal whatsoever. Seinfeld, no sex appeal.
Yeah, that's why, that's my point. They don't get a lot of pussy because they're not like sex appeal like fucking fucking Mick Jagger or the guy from Aerosmith. They're not wearing it. They're not fucking up there with their faggoty hair and stuff.
You know we're on the same page on this?
Or Brad Trackman.
You said they get a lot of pussy. I'm saying they don't. And now you're saying they have no sex appeal.
I gave you an
comics
example.
Comics don't have the sex appeal. Kevin James has a lot of sex appeal. John Panette.
I gave you an example.
Fucking Ralphie May. Who wants to fuck Ralphie May? Nobody wants to sit next to Ralphie May on a plane, you fucking old timer.
I gave you an example of two dudes. I'm not repeating their names. They get a lot of punani.
Yeah, the black guys do because black women are desperate. They need someone to fuck them that has a little money.
I'll give you an example of white stars that get a lot of punani.
Don't say Dan Cook because he's a homo.
Right.
And that's code for homosexual.
Right.
Because we're supposed to keep it clean.
Right.
Let me think.
Take all the time you need, Barry.
Let's get back to another irate caller.
No. You're not running the show. Oh my God, you're the worst.
Let me see.
You go like, oh, you know what? Let me give an example.
White star.
Take a minute.
Yeah, go take a nap. Why don't you go walk it off?
White star.
Oh my God, damn it.
No.
We get a guys who sit on the couch. They're better than you.
Yeah, we don't have any of those dudes.
Look at
here
this
today.
Guy. Get this fucking guy with the mop top, the Asian kid. Get him in here. Probably has a lot to say about.
Okay, here's one.
Here you go. Whoa!
I bet you Joe Rogan gets a lot of pussy.
He's married.
It'll make a difference nowadays.
I get a good one.
It does. He probably got pussy back in the day, but so what? Everybody was getting pussy back in the day.
I have a good one for you. My friend Joe DeRosa gets a lot of pussy. And
Joe DeRosa's gay.
He's not gay.
He's compensating for his homosexuality by pretending he's getting a lot of pussy.
He's getting a lot of sex, whatever kind of sex it is, but he's a guy who's not like conventionally handsome. He's not an ugly guy.
Who's he fucking?
Just like girls and stuff, like on the road. I don't know. I'm not saying right now.
Not hot girls.
In the past, he's.
Did he fuck hot girls?
Yeah, I've seen pretty girls that he's dated.
Pretty or hot?
Hot. I don't know, dude. As far as I'm concerned, if you can like walk down the street and you're not 55, you're hot.
Okay, well, not for me.
Okay.
I swear to God, I see ugly women and I want to fucking push them in front of the train.
I filmed my pilot this weekend. I met a girl with ALS on Saturday. I have a crush on her now.
ALS?
Yeah. I'm not even kidding. Yeah.
What she hits like Lou Gehrig?
Yeah. Yeah, she's Lou Gehrig. I interviewed her for the pilot. So
and
she,
her
she,
arms were like cute.
Yeah, her arms are really, like really small. And she
and you're attracted to her.
I mean, she's a beautiful girl.
Where?
Very pretty.
Her face?
Yeah, pretty.
I can't see.
I get close and I can see. I know what he looks like. I mean, here's Barry. See? I got it.
So a girl with ALS turned you on.
She was just a very pretty girl, and she had a great energy and a spirit. I was like, I could see myself like, I was like, she's beautiful.
She had big tits.
I can find, not really, she's a skinny girl.
That's the nurse who fucked that girl in a coma. She's just hot. She just lays there, but I get a vibe from her.
Was she hot?
Huh?
Was
the girl in a coma, the guy who got the girl,
was coma
her
girl
pregnant.
Hot? Was coma girl hot?
No, but that's how it starts. Okay. You're lonely, and then your brain tricks you into thinking, like, she's hot for a girl. I've seen a lot of girls in coma. She's really hot.
It's like white, giving her a sponge bath. It's like wiping her under tit cheese out.
Yeah.
You know what? These areolas are pretty nice.
I like the smell of her.
Even her legs.
Can you imagine fucking her? Are you going to move or not?
Yeah, do you mind? You're a bit of a dead fish. I'm just saying. You know.
At least you don't have to talk to her.
You have protection. Don't do anything if you are.
At least you don't have to talk to her after you come.
Exactly. You just lay there, like, you move her arm around you. You're like, I feel really close to you. She's got her feeding
tube. Barry's looking at his fucking bottle of water. Barry, you're like a homeless guy.
I was homeless.
You're like a guy who's like,
were you homeless?
Talking himself at the Port Authority.
I was homeless almost 8 years ago.
For how long?
2 weeks.
What happened?
It's fucking horrible, yo.
That's 2 weeks of his life.
It's horrible. 2 weeks.
Maybe it was during the war when you got your house got bombed out or something.
Slept in the back of a van a few nights. Slept on floors of comics. Yo, that was... Oh,
Tommy Davidson, yo. He's got a nice floor, yo.
He's getting a lot of pussy where I'm sleeping on his couch.
I slept in a puddle of cunt juice.
And how'd you get out of it? How'd you get out of the situation?
I ended up in Washington Heights, and I...
That's worse than homeless.
I rented a room, a weekly room, for $1.25 with some Dominican family.
Okay, cool.
$1.25, or is that...
$25 a week. In Washington Heights, that was horrible, yo.
A nice room?
It was still
my own bedroom.
Better than being homeless, though, right?
Yeah.
The Dominican family, how many Dominicans?
Small family, 14.
Yeah, I do that actually on stage, so you and I could write some material.
I look forward to working with you.
They were a nice family. And you know the crazy thing is? They had a child who was 2 to 4 years old, and they let a strange, pervert-looking dude like me live in a house.
Right. What are you going to do with a two-year-old?
Fuck it. Is Anthony here?
For money, man, they let a stranger in there, you know, but...
They needed the money.
Yeah, they needed the people suck your dick for money.
They're probably like, for $150, you can fuck that kid.
But
Barry's like, yo, I can't afford it, yo.
But I'm an honorable dude, so they
you
were...
You wouldn't fuck a four-year-old?
Didn't have anybody older than 2 and 4? They had a regular age
like
kids?
A chubby 11-year-old.
Yeah, one child that was between 2 and 4 years old.
Okay.
It wouldn't tell you how old?
We don't really know. It was an ugly little kid?
Yeah.
Was it like a little...
Go ahead, caller. Please. Oh, this episode's killing me.
I know. I feel like we're doing a telethon.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, so I know you can't say, but I hope one of the shows they're going to be doing with Louis C.K. is going to be here in Texas. That'd be great.
Where?
Dallas.
Yeah. Oh, he's coming there next week. 4 shows on a Monday. But again, what we said to the other guy, just go to like the comedy clubs in Dallas and just sign up for their whatever, and you'll get an email blast.
Listen, even if he had dates there, they could easily be moved. I was supposed to do a week this week, and it just got canceled. So it doesn't matter. Just whatever town you're in, go to the most popular club, or go to all the top 3 most popular clubs and get on their email list. You can even call the club and go, is Louis C.K. coming? They won't tell you,
right?
But you can still ask them, here's the tip. Ask them, call the club and ask them how you get on the email list so that if Louis does come, you'll be able to get tickets. You'll on it. Because that's basically, as far as I know, that's how they're doing it. I don't ask questions. I don't ask Louis questions. Right. I don't ask Louis' assistant questions, because then it looks like I'm like fucking, hey, can you talk into this? Can you talk into my lapel?
You have like a TMZ GoPro in your head.
So I don't ask them questions, because then it just looks like creepy. And again, the dates change. The dates have changed. But go to the comedy club. Go, if Louis was coming, How would I be able to get a ticket? And they'll probably say, go on your email list or follow us on Twitter. That's the only 2 ways to really do it.
Or also, if you're in Denver, Wendy's great, and just call Wendy and be like,
Actually, you know what's funny? Wendy said she wouldn't book him.
Really?
There was an article. There was an article that Wendy did an article.
Wow.
And she said she wouldn't book them. So
it's like, I don't blame you, Wendy.
There's another. Huh. I think there's 2 clubs in Denver anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Texas, you know? Dude.
Huh?
Texas.
Okay. I'm saying he brought up Wendy, so I'm following up. What's your name again? Barry. Barry. We do the show a lot, so we have our own fucking thing going.
It's
so I know.
Yes, and Barry. Yes,
yeah.
And.
It's not always. That's the problem with comics. They always want to go like, oh, that's stupid. Yeah, I know it's stupid, but we're doing an hour and a half. We're trying to fucking feed our family. So that's what I would say. Call the club. If you live in Dallas, call the Addison Improv. Call the other clubs and fucking
hyenas.
Yeah, hyenas. Call hyenas and say, is Louis C.K. coming? And they'll say, no, we don't have a date with him. But if he was, how would I get on the email list? Something like that.
And they'll go, and if he is here, you're going to have a howling good time.
Yeah, because it's hyenas. Yeah. Get it?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I hope that clear.
One more thing, Kevin, that I wanted to ask.
Yeah.
So if you had to do a comedy show, like you had to, you had to pick one of these three people, who would you pick? Chad Zumok, Neil Brennan, or Lenny Marcus?
Ooh.
Wow.
Gotta be Chad.
It's gotta be Chad. But you know what? I would like to see a show of Chad, Neil, and Lenny.
Right.
That'd be some show.
Three Kikes.
They're called Three Kikes. And people are like, they're not even Jewish. And he goes, yeah, well, one of them's Jew, but you just do it to be, again, controversy. Controversy sells. That's the only thing that sells. This beef patty lady is probably making a fucking killing.
She's going to tour with the Catch Me Outside girl.
Even the fucking bodega where that kid got, remember the kid got murdered? He was in a gang, or the gang killed him because they thought he was fucking somebody, one of the sisters of the gang members.
Right.
Even that got so much popularity, and now it's open again. They have now they have cameras in the bodega. Could you imagine?
Right.
Could you imagine setting up your own fucking cameras? What's that cost? $20? They're like, no, we'd rather have a guy get murdered and blah, blah, blah.
It's going to knock into our beef patty budget.
So you can't. So publicity is all good publicity. All good. So if they did a show called Three Kikes, they did a show called Three Tenors, comedy show, Three Tenors.
And he comes out tossing out yarmulkes.
Yeah.
Right.
So even that would work because it would get publicity. Good question.
What about that show, White Guys Matter?
Yeah, what about it? That never took off.
It could take off. It was a great show.
It'll take off eventually. We're going to do some...
Aaron Berg made it take off. You didn't know.
We're going to do some dates in Canada. Keep talking. Anything to keep us away from Barry motherfucking Ribs, yo.
What's his name again? Billy?
Billy Ribs.
Barry...
This is my black ass, yo.
Such a...
Bobby,
all right, thanks, caller.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, that's what you do. Go to your local comic club, call them and go, like, if Louis was coming here. Because, right. Again, I could give you dates that he's, but they could change. So it's a moot point.
Yes.
But go to your local comic club and go, hey, if Louis was going to come here, how would you do it? And can I get on your email list? Or you do it through Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or their email.
And just for fun, be like, is Barry Ribs also coming? They're going to go, who?
Who? Yo, 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 yo. Barry, what other, are you going on, you got any dates? You want to plan out of town dates?
I'm going to be in, at the end of next month, I'm going to be in Phoenix area and
nice.
Tucson, but I don't have details right now.
Okay, well, we'll have to
keep it on the DL. Is that who it's with, DL?
Nope, nope, nope.
So how do you have a date in Tucson, but you don't have any details? Because you don't know you don't know what the actual date is?
Has it been firmed up yet?
Tucson is going to be March 29th, but I forget.
One day?
And then two in Phoenix.
Oh, so you're doing a tour.
Tucson's not close to Phoenix.
It's closer than here.
Transportation.
If he's in Tucson, are you taking a bus the whole way or just between Tucson and Phoenix?
We're going to do the car thing from Tucson to Phoenix.
Who's we?
Two comics named Robert Rodriguez and A.G. White.
Hey, how many oranges can I sell in one afternoon? Yo no sé.
I'm looking forward to it. I've never performed in Arizona.
Oh, it's going to be totally the same as every other place.
I bet the club's going to be deserted.
Is it called Cactuses?
I feel very welcome here
Cacti.
Today. Thank you.
I'm just kidding.
No, I just had surgery an hour ago.
Of course you did.
I'm going to be at I'm going to actually be at Mohican Sun, not this weekend, the next weekend, Mohican Sun in the Poconos.
I'm available.
You got a car? No, I think they already got somebody. I was actually supposed to be with Brian McKenna.
Yeah.
But, I saw him last night.
He canceled, and then so they got me somebody else.
And
the guy sends me an email. He goes, hey, man, if you want me to chip in, if you want to give me a ride, I don't have a car either, but because Brian had a car. He goes, I don't, this new guy, I don't even know who it is. Hey, man, I got a car, man. I'll chip in for gas. I go, will you? You're going to chip in for gas? How about chipping in for the fucking car, you piece of shit? So I'm like, fuck this. I'll just go without him. I'll just fucking drive myself. I'm going to be sitting with some fucking middle in my car.
Right.
I don't even like to talk to middles. I fucking work with Louis C.K.
You're having a nice eighth inning resurgence here.
I'm going to sit around with some middle and talk about fucking shitty gigs he's done. He don't even have a fucking car. You got a car, Barry?
No, but I'll drive yours.
I don't have a car. That's my point. So I got to rent a car. I think I'm just going to be a dick to this guy the whole time. Not fucking talk to him. Not give him a ride. He goes, I can take the trailways. So I'm like, you'd rather take the trail. So he's like, I'm the headliner. Instead of going like, I'll pay for the. He goes, I'll chip in on gas. I go, will you? Will you? Okay. Way to step it up. fucking comic. Every comic, the problem with every comic now, they think they're a big deal because they're on Instagram. They're on fucking Facebook. They're like, no, people like me. They go, I've never heard of you. But everyone's got to play this game. All the strippers, all the fucking, everybody thinks they got some game going because they have fans on Instagram.
I got 18 likes on my booty shot.
Yeah, that's how it is. It's fucking ridiculous. Anyway, go ahead, caller.
What do you got? There you go.
Luckily, we only have 6 minutes left.
Metaphor for
this is a real disaster of a show because
fine.
This is a free show. We're trying to put our best foot forward.
Well, we don't.
No. We're not doing great. And thanks to you, Barry.
Whatever.
Barry wants to do a man on the street thing. You think that will work?
Us? But then what we do? Pre-tape it and then like
I don't know.
Throw it up there.
Yeah, I don't know because you can't. I don't know if we can cut away. They said you could Facebook. You could do it on Skype. You could Skype in.
The problem is
that it has to be up to speed technologically, or else it's going to look terrible. And plus, you don't even fucking. What are you going to say to people on the street? Yo, 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 yo. I'm old.
What would be one of your questions?
Yeah. What do you want to know?
I would say something like to the people.
Talking to the mic. How about that? How about start with talking to the mic? He backs away.
Did he raise his voice to a grown ass man?
Sure did.
He sure did. Yeah.
So what'd you say? No. You
raise your voice?
I did. You're frustrating.
So I would do.
You must have drove your wife crazy. And even Martin Mull and Robert Klein back when you all lived together in the fucking in the valley in the 80s. The 70s. Yeah. It was the 70s, right?
75, 77, yeah, somewhere in there, yeah. Right. So what I would do to answer your question,
please.
Go on, if I may answer the question.
Oh, my God. Floor.
You guys are interrupting. I would go over to people on the street and go, do you listen to Kevin Brennan?
That's not going to work. That's not going to work. You got to do man on the street. Like, what do you, would you fuck me?
Yeah.
I'm an old guy. Would you fuck me?
I was just thinking that. I swear to God.
To bring up our names, it's pointless.
Right.
It's just to help your brand.
They're not going to do it. It's about entertaining the people that are listening. It's not to get to not our brand. Fuck that brand.
Right.
Worry about your own brand, but you got to play off of what you are. You're old.
Right.
You're unfuckable. I would say do a man on the street with no shirt on.
That would be great.
No shirt on, and when it gets warm, you do a man on the street. You're like our Larry Bud Melman. You're like, we don't expect much out of you, and that's what you deliver.
Or you could be like, how much would it cost for you to fuck me? Like, legitimately.
Yeah, where could I take you that you would fuck me? Would I have to take you to Paris? Yeah. Like, what would I have to do for you to fuck me?
You might get lucky.
Let's do it.
Okay, he's in.
But you got, would you do it with no shirt on?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get...
On the street.
Yeah.
It was warm out.
Anything I would do for entertainment.
Let's do an ape. We can do it like around Easter. Give him a big cross. Stigmata, you know? Like, I'm standing out there.
Oh, he's just holding Jesus. The cross. We make you a big wooden cross.
He's doing the Stations of the Cross down the block, right?
It's got to be gimmicky. It can't just be like, yo, 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 you ever heard of Burning Bridges?
Then they're going to say no.
Yeah, and then that's the end of the interview. You got to ask, like, your hook is that you're old. You're the oldest comic.
Right. Unknown.
Unknown.
Right.
So you, who's still trying?
Or guess my age. You just go 32.
Guess my age, guess my weight, guess my dick size.
Right.
You can say whatever you want since we're not on broadcast television.
So your prostate size, right? How big is your prostate?
Enlarged.
All right. So that's a good start.
Enlarged.
How big is my prostate? And you give them like we can give them a couple.
Your hook is that you're old. You disarm people because you're old. They don't see you as a threat.
Gotcha.
So especially black women. Black women and you would be funny because you go yo 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 yo. What's up, Juanita?
How much do I need to fuck you, right?
No, or you would start with that. You would say, hey, what kind of food? What, you know, it's probably there. A lot of people going for lunch at this time of day. What do you where do you eat? And do you consider yourself obese? Because they're all obese.
Right.
You consider yourself obese, and she'll slap you. Something where you get into a fight with a young black lady, a little who's fat, would be hilarious. But that's my kind of comedy.
Yeah. Okay.
But you can't say you ever heard of Kevin Brennan because that's not an interview.
It's also the questions ended. As soon as it's
improv is about keeping it open. Right. Open-ended.
I got that 4 minutes ago. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, wait, let's workshop this. I think we're starting a conversation here.
Oh
my God.
No, we're getting it's soon going to end. Yeah.
you in your life?
Brian is funny, quick, yo.
It would be funny. Brian's quick, yeah. For a blind drunk guy, he's pretty quick.
Not too bad.
So, yeah. So, yeah. Barry, anything else?
Yeah. What's your Twitter, Instagram, Facebook?
No Twitter.
You got to get on Twitter. Yeah, first of all, you're not coming back on unless you get on Twitter. None of this, oh, this guy has me on Twitter. The problem with you with Barry, it's like what Brian says. Improv's about and... You can't just keep cutting a yes and. You can't keep cutting everything off. Oh, this guy's got me on Twitter. You should be on Twitter. Is what I told the tired twats. You can't be chick chat. You got to be tired twats, and you got to get your own Twitter. People see it as fun. People think you're fun because you're miserable. You're old, but you're so miserable you won't even go on Twitter. That's self defeating.
Yeah.
You got to get on Twitter.
To celebrate your failures.
Yeah, that's what it is. My whole show is based on the fact that I'm a loser. And now look at me. I'm on tour with the biggest comic in the country. I got fucking two shows.
John Panette?
He's dead.
It's about Barry. It's about revenue streams. That's what I'm spitting. It's about revenue streams. That's what it's all about now. Because it's not about...
Spit on my glasses from there.
If you're not selling, you got to make money, different revenues. Revenue streams of cash.
Gotcha.
So not only you're doing dates, you're trying to make money at your Twitter. You can have a fucking, sex advice column or like a sex advice talk. Because the joke is that you're not getting laid. It'd be like Dr. Ruth when she was giving sex tips.
Comedy's contrast. I think that's what Kevin.
Yes, I'm trying to say you can't sit around going like that's dumb. Everything's dumb. When you get old, you think everything's dumb. Wearing socks is dumb.
Yeah.
So you got it. You can't just be like, oh, that Twitter's dumb. You got to be on Twitter. You're not coming back on unless you're on Twitter. So find a Twitter, Barry Ribs, and fucking our guy Adam or anybody in the booth can help you set it up. It takes 5 seconds.
Right.
You don't have to give your social security. You don't have to give anything. You can have a fake name, but you got to have a legit where you go, this is my Twitter. So when the fans try to give you shit, They have to know where to go. They don't want to go to the fake Barry. The fake Barry is fucking funny. You should look into it. It's fucking hilarious.
It's free, too. You're a guy that's complaining about cheeseburger prices. Like, it's a free way for you to build a bigger fan base. I mean, if you're going to do this, you might as well do it. I like at Barry Ribs is dead.
I mean, that might be too long.
You're probably right. At Barry Ribs, who cares?
It's too long. It's got to be Barry Ribs, like a number or Barry Ribs or whatever. It's not complicated. You can find it. But once you say what it is, the fans will go, and then you got to tweet shit out. And the thing about tweeting is, like, especially at the beginning, your tweets are going to suck, but that'll be hilarious.
Yep.
I just had a cheeseburger.
Yo, the Shake Shack should be called the Rape Your Wallet Shack.
Yeah, like anything. But you can't just sit there and go, like, what am I going to do? You're going to fucking Tucson. Who wants to go to Tucson for a one-nighter?
No. Good strip clubs.
Okay, but that's what you said about Tampa, and they sucked.
Nah, you went to the wrong ones.
Huh?
We'd have fun.
We went to a place called Lookers. There was a bouncer.
Was it opposite day?
$20 to get in. There's nobody there. There's two girls sitting at there. They weren't even talking. They act like it's prom night, and they're not going to make the first move. I'm like, you dumb cunts.
Like a Catholic dance.
I'm like, how is anyone making money here? So they go... When's it busy? They go, yeah, it was busy a couple of Saturdays ago.
Right.
No, it's right near the devil, the football stadium. So, and the Yankees are coming. That's where the Yankees do their spring training. So it'll pick up then. But it's like, it's just pathetic. It's pathetic. So strip clubs are dead. They are dead. It's all fake tits, and they're all
asses.
I'm done with them, you know, until I go to the next town.
Check out the gay bars.
We did want Louis to go because that'd be funny. When they would be like, "Is that Louis C.K.?"
Louis C.K. And be like, "Dance floor, dance around."
We thought that'd be fun, but he knows better. He knows he could. You know, it's just
who gives a shit?
You know, everything will start a fucking. But it would have been fun just to see if it got recognized and what would happen. But again, there was one place we went to was three people. It was a moot point. And the other place was the black. And actually, we said Tony's like, "Yeah, we're opening for Louis C.K." And then they go, "You know who's?" They go, yeah, he wouldn't draw a lot of attention here. They go, you know who would? Earthquake. Yeah, I go, yeah, no shit. Earthquake. Fucking earthquake. I mean, anyway.
If it's a black cup, isn't it a mook point?
I don't get it.
Mook is a derogatory term for African American.
Oh. I thought that was Italian.
You might be right, actually. I think I fucked that up.
It don't matter. Anyway, hey, it's all gold. It's all gold.
You want to laugh?
This is our first show we've ever done. That was free, so we kind of choked, you know? But you know, Barry, for real, I'm not fucking around. You got to get a Twitter.
I'm not invited.
No, you got to get a Twitter. You can be like, I'm on Facebook. Nobody gives a fuck. Yeah. Facebook is dying anyway. You got to get on Twitter.
Enough of those so my stories, too.
So like, the fans can have fun. So the fans can have fun with you. They got to have fun with you or else they get frustrated. Yep. I let them fucking tweet all kinds of shit. They say shit about Neil or fucking whatever. Chad tweets anything. I don't give. I'll retweet it. It's fun for people.
Yeah.
So you're old. You're going nowhere. So it's like, have fun with that.
Yeah, celebrate.
This place is good for my ego.
Well, I'm just saying, just celebrate the failure that is your life.
You got to be what you are. What are you going to pretend you're fucking a Bruno Mars?
He's in like a brown, like a toupee with like bangs and stuff. And like, he's kind of like bronzer. He's like, yo, 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 hitting the clubs tonight. Disco Barry.
All right, we got to go. Thanks. Thanks to the booth. Thanks to Compound Media.
At Brian P. McCarthy.
Out of Ruse at Old Ruse.
Yeah. See?
Yeah, even that. It's fucking gold. Old Ribs. Is that available?
I don't know, but if it isn't, it's all yours, Barry.
It's fucking gold. It already came out with a gold. It's fucking gold. Yep. See what I mean? Old Ribs.
Go to the shop, buy a t-shirt.
It's easy to find. You can't misspell it. Even the black people can spell it.
Even black people can spell it.
They love ribs.
Tips. All right. Hey, thank you.
Now Rib Tips is going to be taken. Rib Tips.
Glad to have been here today.
Rib Tips.
Yeah, how about Rib Tips? Is that
Rib Tips? You can give advice to people.
Rib Tips.
Rib Tips.
But his name is Ribs. His ribs in his name. How do you spell your name? R-I-B-S?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to do Rib Tips or Old Ribs?
I like Old Ribs, yeah.
All right, Old Ribs it is. All right, thanks, everybody. God bless. Right, MAGA.
Later.
MAGA.